President Trump inks trade deals with China,
amounting to some $250 billion.
The Senate's tax plan.
Different rules for the estate tax and what's deductible.
TSA gets an F.
We need to do more to confront the growing threats aimed at the aviation sector.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With a military parade as a backdrop, President Trump talked trade with China's president. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says it was a chance for the president to deal with an issue he's hammered away at for a long time.
When he was a candidate, Donald Trump spoke of the Chinese this way.
We can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing.
But what does he say about that massive trade imbalance here?
I give China great credit.
Chinese business leaders like that line. Mr. Trump puts it this way.
Who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens?
Still, he urged the Chinese to open this market to more U.S.-made goods. Mr. Trump and Xi Jinping announced new business deals between their countries worth some $250 billion. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Beijing.
Mr. Trump goes next to a regional economic summit in Vietnam. Russia's Vladimir Putin will be there, and Secretary of State Tillerson was asked about the possibility of the two meeting on the sidelines.
The view has been, if the two leaders are going to meet, is there something sufficiently substantive to talk about that would warrant a formal meeting?
As a Republican tax plan makes its way through the House, Senate Republicans are due out with their version today. There will be some differences. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, the Senate version would create more than four tax brackets that are proposed in the House bill. The New York Times reports that instead of ending the estate tax, the Senate bill would limit the number of people who have to pay it. Both versions would eliminate deductions for most state and local taxes, but the House bill would okay up to $10,000 in property tax deduction. Steve?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office says the House plan would increase the debt by $1.7 trillion over 10 years. In Texas, Vice President Pence promised a thorough military review into the Air Force mistakes that allowed the church gunmen to buy weapons. CBS's Steve Futterman says he also met with those touched by the tragedy.
Vice President Pence took the role of comforter-in-chief.
We gathered today to grieve with those who grieve.
During his visit here, he had emotional meetings with the families of those who were killed. He also met with some of the wounded and first responders.
Standing in this place is very humbling to me.
Last night, Pence took part in a memorial service.
To be with the precious families of the fallen and injured.
Hundreds of people showed up to pay tribute.
Just pray for us, and hopefully this is the beginning of our healing.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Sutherland Springs, Texas.
Actor Kevin Spacey will be left on the cutting room floor in the already finished movie All the Money in the World.
How much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing. Director Ridley Scott is reshooting Spacey scenes with actor Christopher Plummer instead. The hope is it will still hit theaters as expected next month. The latest allegations against Spacey come from a former Boston TV anchor who alleges he sexually assaulted her son. L.A. police say they're investigating a sexual assault report filed against Gossip Girl star Ed Westwick. The claim from an actress says the incident happened 3 years ago. TripAdvisor has added a badge to hotel listings where sexual assaults have been reported. Follows criticism that posts about those crimes had been deleted from vacation spots in Mexico. Three hotels in Mexico have now been badged by the site. When it comes to airport security, the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General is coming out with a troubling new report. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
More than 70% of the time, undercover officers were able to get through TSA checkpoints with mock knives, guns, and explosives. The DHS Office of Inspector General made 8 classified recommendations based on the undercover operation. In a statement, TSA said it takes the OIG findings very seriously.
President Trump has had CNN in his crosshairs for a long time.
CNN, fake.
Now, the Trump Justice Department's denying reports that suggest a sell-off of CNN is needed for approval of AT&T's merger with Time Warner. CBS's Juliana Goldman.
A person familiar with the matter told CBS News that White House officials have made it clear to AT&T on multiple occasions that they're dissatisfied with CNN. Now, the White House denies involvement in the negotiations, and the Justice Department says that AT&T itself offered to divest CNN, but AT&T CEO said he never offered to sell CNN and has no intention of doing so.
Power and water problems persist in hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. CBS's David Begno in San Juan says there are other issues, too.
In most natural disasters, FEMA will pay for hotel rooms for long-term displaced victims. But there aren't enough hotels on the island, prompting FEMA to come up with an airlift solution. Mike Byrne is FEMA's federal coordinating officer here on the island.
We have never done an air bridge before for this program, and we have to take the time to both set it up, because the last thing we want to do is put people on a plane, have them arrive at an airport, and not have the wraparound services to help take care of them.
Out of 300 families interviewed 48 hours ago, only 30, he says, showed interest.
Evacuees would be taken to Florida or New York. Three UCLA basketball players, all freshmen, won't suit up for this weekend's game against Georgia Tech in Shanghai. CBS's Ben Tracy in Beijing says they're at the center of an investigation.
These players were accused of shoplifting at a Louis Vuitton store. They were arrested. They've now been released on bail, but they basically are being confined to their luxury hotel in Hangzhou until the Chinese authorities decide if they want to charge them with some sort of crime.
Most interesting matchup to watch in the NFL may be Jerry Jones versus Roger Goodell. Reports say the Dallas Cowboys owner is threatening to sue the league over the proposed contract extension for the NFL commissioner. Jones's discontent is said to stem from the league action to suspend his star running back Ezekiel Elliott. Last night's CMA Awards on ABC paid tribute to those killed in mass shootings and hurricanes.
This year's show is dedicated to all those we've lost and all of those who are still healing. We love you, and we will never forget you.
50 years ago today, NASA unveiled the powerhouse rocket engine that would take men to the moon.
We have liftoff.
November 9th, 1967. Huge F-1 engines fired on a Saturn V rocket inside CBS's broadcast position. Walter Cronkite felt it.
Part of our roof is coming here.
You should see an F-1 engine up close.
It's about 18 feet high.
Ted Hutter's with the Museum of Flight in Seattle. Next to a pristine F-1, there are
Saturn V F-1 engines that have been used.
Falling from about 40 miles up, they would
crash into the ocean, sink to 14,000 feet.
Space enthusiast Jeff Bezos set out to find them.
After about a year of searching, raised them up.
You can see the beating that they took when they hit the ocean.
Well, they're pieces of sculpture now.
I'm Dave Barrett, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.